Welcome to episode 350 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and today I'm joined by producer Gerald.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Dan fell victim to technical difficulties right before we recorded. I don't know what happened.
Me neither.
His computer wasn't working. It was working, but it wasn't working. He could, for those that have been around for a while, we record remotely, so he could get in Skype, but he couldn't see us. His the program he uses to record refused to open. He thought he needed a restart. That didn't fix it. So you had to climb. You had to throw a chair through the glass and climb on this side of the table.
Yep. The Stitch symbol came out, and then I had to jump in my car and drive to headquarters.
Yeah, we sent the light out. Even though it's daytime, it's a really bright light, so you can still see it.
Yep.
I can tell you've been playing that Batman Fortnite crossover event.
Yeah. All week.
Batman fresh on the brain. It's been a while since you've been on.
Yeah.
So we'll get an update on what you've been playing. Update on what I'm playing. We'll go through the news as normal. Dan should be back next week as long as the computer isn't toast. And if it is, you don't want to be around him anyways, because he'll be angry Dan.
We don't like that.
You're not going to like Dan when he's angry.
Potty mouth Dan.
Yeah. He goes back to his roots when he's angry. His roots are angry also.
Mm-hmm.
So what have you been up to? What have you been playing? It's been close to a month since you've been on, probably.
Yeah, working and playing on my PlayStation, Mafia 3, mainly just trying to finish that up. And then Fallout 76, man, still running through that. I'm on vacation, I took the PlayStation just to watch Netflix on it, but didn't even play a game on that. I played it all on a Switch. Just playing Fortnite on there. Trying to catch up where my Switch had to send off a repair for the controllers.
Mm-hmm.
So I got that back. I was probably about 6 weeks behind for Fortnite.
And we've talked about it before, but you got the Fortnite gave the free, you could earn the free battle pass.
Mm-hmm.
You did it. And then since then, you've continued to complete the battle pass in order to get the next one free.
Yes.
Now with this delay, if you were to not make it, would that be the end of your professional Fortnite career?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It all hinges on whether or not you can complete these challenges in time.
Right. Because I'm not going to pay for it out of my own money. Because I haven't even paid the game bucks. I didn't pay for it. They just give it to you. Like, hey, thank you for playing. Here, you get next week 8 battle pass. Well, week 7, you got to do it to get week 8 for free. They gave me week 9 for free. And then now, or the battle pass season 9. And then they gave me season 10 for free. So I have not spent a V-buck on it.
And you wouldn't continue to play if you didn't have those challenges and the battle pass.
Right. Yeah. I'm not going to. Because the battle pass is where you get all the good stuff.
Now, what do you think the odds are that you complete this?
I got like 2 weeks left.
And you're 6 weeks behind.
Yeah.
The math doesn't look good right off the bat.
It doesn't. It's going to be up to a lot of playing. But then you got other games where we'll probably talk about that. We've been starting back up. That's probably going to take all my time up.
Yeah, so we'll just talk about that. For some reason, so the other night, Howard got online, Marshall 205, friends of the show. He was in Minecraft, and he said, my daughter told me they added sea turtles. He's a big sea turtle fan. That's not innuendo or anything. He actually means sea turtles. But he jumped in there to try to find sea turtles. And it made me think about playing Minecraft. We've talked about it forever. We bought it on the Switch, you and I did, to play it. Haven't played it much there. And then, so, not last night, but the night before, I was like, you know what? Nobody's online. I think I'm just going to play some Minecraft to remember how to play.
Mm-hmm.
But I hadn't played in like 6.5 years, so it had some updates. So I started the update and just let it go. And then, so last night when I got on, you were playing Grand Theft Auto. And nobody else was online. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna jump in that Minecraft and see if I can remember how to play.
Yep.
So pretty much the second I started it up, you got in there. I was in the bottom of my house throwing my sword over and over because I couldn't remember how to do anything. And what I thought would be just me jumping in real quick to learn how to play ended up us playing pretty well deep into the night last night.
Yeah, several hours.
I still love Minecraft a whole lot.
Me too.
And being in there last night, we were just jumping in our worlds that we played last time. But being in that world again made me want to play that game again. Like, I've been thinking about it this morning already. I was watching some videos last night before I went to bed about it. I mean, I just love Minecraft.
I was about to ask you, did you watch any videos?
Yeah, I watched two videos before bed. I didn't watch, they weren't tutorials. They were people explaining some of the updates because the best I can tell, I haven't played since the first like trophy expansions hit. Mm-hmm. And there are now, I think, 10 or 11.
Yeah, then we popped that one weird trophy last night.
Yeah, we got the one for finding a shipwreck, and we never found a shipwreck. So that was cool and mysterious. Yeah. I wouldn't mind working my way through some of those trophies. I wouldn't mind playing again. There's so much going on that I almost wonder if we're not better off to start a new map and just start fresh with all of us on that same map. Because to be honest, I think we've all done things on those old maps that we don't even remember.
Yeah, you're trying to figure out where you had stuff and move stuff. And
there is 100% a hidden staircase on one of the three maps that I have, and I don't know where.
And then we lost the mine carts.
Yeah, all the mine carts are gone. I don't know what's going on. I love the ones I have now. I don't want to abandon those, but I'm wondering if we're going to actually start playing again, if we should just do a new map, start fresh, and then the three of us just kind of jump in and out of that one.
Yeah, but the thing is that if we're going to try to go for if we're going to trophy hunt it, we already got some things already set up. We're going to have to craft and build. And
I know. I like the idea of starting fresh. So starting with a dirt hut and then working our way up. I don't know. We'll see.
It'd be good for someone to start a tutorial map and go off of that because everything's right there.
Yeah. I'm going to reach out to Marshall 205, see what he's thinking. And then you and I can figure it out from there. Dan won't be playing Minecraft. He's adamant about that always.
Mm-hmm. Maybe get Pac-Man or somebody else jump in.
Yeah, so Pac-Man, he's Fortnite. He's a Minecraft. He was into it. I don't know if he'd be willing to get back into it. I almost wish that we were playing on Switch though, because I think on Switch you can still do like the servers where you could get in and I wasn't in.
Oh yeah, true.
And I think PS4 is still not that way. So.
We got all those trophies on PS4.
I know. I think you and I both had the platinum at 38% now.
Mm-hmm.
Not a good look.
Yeah, we did some shit to get that platinum.
Yeah, we did do some shit. So that was, we played Minecraft. That was unexpected. I played, what else did I play? I played some Rocket League like always. I've completed Rocket Pass Season 4. It doesn't end until like December 2nd, but I'm already finished with it. So everything past here will be painted items, which is cool, I guess, but it does take away some of the need to play. I still have the challenges coming out each week, so I'll be in and out of that. Trying to remember. I feel like I played something else, but I don't remember what it was. I don't know. My week has been just totally covered up with mobile games.
Mm-hmm.
Since Dan's not here, I'll sneak in some mobile talk.
Okay, because I'm all about that, too.
Yeah, he don't like the mobile talk, so I'm going to slide it up in here. Maybe he won't listen. He won't know that we mobile talked it up. We continue to play Golf Blitz. We were actually playing this morning while we were waiting to see if his computer was going to get itself worked out.
Yep.
So I'm still playing that. And then this damn Apple Arcade, I've been playing this game called What the Golf?
Mm-hmm.
It's part of Apple Arcade and I'm into it. It's a weird, it's not really golf, but it's kind of golf. You have to hit the flags, but it's more of like a puzzle game. It borrows from lots of video games, like lots and lots of video games. So there's like a Portal level and there's like Metal Gear references and there's Mario references and there's Meat Boy references. And there's just tons of stuff that borrows from other games. And it's really neat. It's really kind of quirky. I have played the shit out of that. So I started it this week. I am 62% complete. And I've played this game for a whopping 8 hours and 20 minutes on my phone.
Jesus.
In 1 week. So it's called What the Golf. I really recommend it. I've enjoyed it. I think the reason my time is so high is because it's the kind of game you can jump in and play for 5 minutes. And I mm-hmm. do a lot of that. So it adds up. So I've played a lot of What the Golf. And then Mario Kart World Tour came out.
Right.
And we're going to talk about that one in the news. I'll give you my thoughts and opinion when we talk about what that game has done so far.
Okay.
So that's my mobile minute. Maybe it needs to be a new segment.
Yeah, I got the Google Play Pass.
So that's Google's version of Apple Arcade. I think 250 games, $5 a month. Is that right?
$1.99 a month. Well, you get the first 10 days free, then $1.99 a month for the first year, then $5 a month.
And it's 250, is that right?
Yeah.
And they're going to rotate those in and out as well.
Yep. But I have so many Google Play, like cash for doing surveys, it's going to be free for me.
Yeah, so Apple Arcade is $5 a month. The first month is free, and then every month after that's $5. I would recommend either one of them. See if you have, see if What the Golf is on there.
Yeah, I have $109 in my Google Play balance right now.
All from taking bullshit surveys.
Yep.
Yeah, see if What the Golf is on that Google Play Pass, because what's it called? Is that right? Google Play Pass?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if that's on there, I would suggest it. I've been really dicking my way through that thing and enjoying it. It borrows from a lot of different games.
It pulls up a game called Vista Golf.
Ah, must not be on there, though. I think people will be scared off by the name What the Golf, but it's not really golf. Like I said, it steals from all kinds of different things, and it's creative. So that's the mobile for me. Anything else you've been playing on the phone?
Yeah, Brave Conquest. I've been playing with the guy at work with that one.
That's like a turn-based deal?
No, not really. I mean, it's kind of, but not... It's something you would play, like, on the Switch.
Ah.
Lego Tower.
Is Lego Tower?
It's like a weird-looking Lego game.
I'm going to look it up.
Basically, you build... you have to earn coins to build levels, and you can put people on your level, and you can change the bricks, and... I don't know if you can see the, or you're going to look at it on.
Oh, yeah. It looks like a Tiny Tower.
Yeah.
I wonder if the same people made it.
I don't know. It's just a thing you can jump in for like a 5-minute game. Nothing big. And then with the Google Play Pass, I downloaded like World Crew Story, Mega Mall Story, Game Dev Story.
So those are all great. Mega Mall Story 2 just came out, I think. I forget the developer on those, but I love those games. I played the hell out of Game Dev Story.
Yeah, the Stardew Valley was on there.
Highly game. Suggest that. I don't know if I'd want to play it on the phone, but I highly suggest it.
Game Dev Tycoon, and then The Wolf Among Us, and a whole bunch of them other Telltale games were free, so I downloaded all of them. I also have like a tablet that I have it hooked up to a controller, so I can just set the tablet down and just use my PlayStation controller to play.
Yeah, the Apple Arcade update is not live for the tablet yet, but that's how I also plan to play. You can play on Apple TV as well. That's also not going, but a majority of the time I think I'm going to play on the tablet. Kind of think Switch tabletop mode, because I've got a little kickstand for my tablet. That's how I plan to play.
Yeah, me too.
I'm really into this. I think it's a smart move. I think it made me want to play mobile again. I think I am tired of staring at my phone, though. So I look forward to getting them on a tablet and maybe playing on the Apple TV.
Yeah, everyone has to be careful when they play on their mobile. They don't get that hunchback where their neck is all down.
I like that hunch. That Quasimodo lean. That's what I call it. So that's it. It's a mobile minute. We ran about 4 minutes on it. You're welcome. Probably won't be able to do that next week. Got an update on Dan already. So he says apparently that he's got a Samsung computer. He said apparently the last Samsung update did not allow the older version of Skype to work, nor did it allow him to update Skype. So he had to delete Skype, reinstall it, and so he lost everything because it can't move his contacts over from the old version to the new version because it doesn't recognize the old version.
Oh, that's weird.
It does appear, though, that he has it. It's installing now with the new version, so we'll test it out sometime later this week, and hopefully he'll be back next week, but it seems like it's corrected the problem.
Hey, at least he figured it out.
Yeah. If this is your first time joining us, welcome. Come on in. Have a seat. Put a blindfold on you, so that way you can just focus on your ear holes.
Shake my hand.
Yeah, you could shake his hand, or shake whatever ends up in front of you, you know?
I know.
Maybe it's a hand, maybe it's not. That's what I'm saying. You never know when you're blindfolded. It could be anything. It could be anybody.
If you're blindfolded and someone's sticking something in front of you, would you try to touch it?
Depends, because sometimes you want to be on the defensive and sometimes you want to be welcoming. It just depends on who it is and what's coming, you know?
Mm-hmm. Do you ever see those shows where they blindfold you and they have you stick your hand into like a box and you're touching weird stuff and you don't know what it is?
Yeah, mostly on porn, but I've seen those kind of videos. It's usually, spoiler alert, it's usually a dick in the box.
Now this one, they have like little furry animals or something, like a stuffed animal. People think it's like a real animal or like a piece of food, and it'll be, and they're thinking like it's something that's going to bite them. Or
they do a lot of that on Good Mythical Morning. They do a lot of reaching in boxes and not seeing and trying to guess what it is. I do think that's pretty cool looking. I don't think I want to do it though. I don't think I like, I'm weird about my hands. I don't want to touch things I can't see.
Yeah, especially it depends on who's in there with you telling you to touch.
I'm also not big on the blindfold. So there's that as well. But if you like to be blindfolded, if you like to be tied up, this is a show for you. We talk about video games, so it ties in perfectly. You get it, ties in, tied up, rope. You should support us on patreon.com/GameStitch. I lost my place on my iPad right there. Like, I haven't done this 350 times. But support us over on Patreon if you can. If you can, if you're a freeloader, if you're a broke ass, if you're just stingy with your money, that's cool too. That doesn't even matter to us. Listen to us on here. Tell your friends, your family, your coworkers, the police officer that pulls you over. Tell everybody about us. As soon as he pulls you over, he says, "Do you know why I pull you over?" Just let him know. He can check out new episodes Monday, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on services around the world, and then speed off, you know? Should be fine. Gerald can't endorse anything I'm saying.
No, I can't.
But I can tell you, just tell him about the show and then leave. It'll be fine.
Yeah, when he pulls you over and asks you, do you know why I pulled you over, to say, yeah, you heard me listen to a podcast. You want to know which one it is?
Yeah, you heard the sweet, sweet sounds of someone's delectable voice rolling out of these windows. Now, what if he pulled you over and as he's walking up, he said, "Do you know why I pulled you over?" And you just turned the tables on him.
That'd be funny.
Do you think that would disarm him a little bit if you're like, "Officer, do you know why I pulled you over today?" And he'll be like, "You didn't pull me over. I pulled you over." And you're like, "No, I don't think so."
Or you say, "Hey, do you know why you pulled me over?"
Right. Sometimes I don't think they know that. Let's dive feet first, because I don't want to go head first, into the news. And we'll start with the PlayStation State of Play, which happened on the 24th. Is that right, or I just totally make that date up? I don't know that that's when it happened. It happened last week.
Yeah. Was it Wednesday?
I don't know. I don't know why I said the 24th. I said it with a lot of gusto, too, as if I knew that. But clearly nothing in this entire write-up says anything about the 24th. Anyways, State of Play happened. I've pulled the highlights from State of Play. It was a 21-minute tightly packed presentation. And before we get into the news, I'll tell you, State of Play is missing the mark for me, and I think it's because they don't, and I've heard a lot of different shows talking about this, they don't have a human element to it. It's just like a PowerPoint deck.
Just a video and play.
Yeah, and it's some lady talking, but I can't connect with her because I can't see her. You know, I think that's what Nintendo's done so well over the years. Always having, you know, those characters who almost become part of that Nintendo universe up there presenting. You know, Microsoft does a ton of stuff with like Major Nelson and having him front and center, and he's almost become like a human mascot for that. I just feel like Sony would benefit from attaching a face to these State of Plays. Somebody that I know when I see them, hey, I'm going to get new stuff. I'm going to hear a person actually talk about this in a way that doesn't sound scripted. Or, I mean, it is scripted, but not like the way this is, where it's just a VO. On to the next thing. And she makes little jokes, but it's weird because I can't identify with her.
Right. But when they do E3, some people are just like, come on, just get with the games. We're tired of all this talking.
Yeah, I think so. But if they're not going to do E3, I think you need to add the human element to this. I don't know. When I watch it, it just feels very impersonal.
And I kind of like that. Video after video after video. All right, done.
It could be the same. It could be video after video, but instead of the part where she speaks and you can't see her, just have her standing there.
Or have her in the front corner.
Yeah, just show her standing beside the screen like a weather person. I think you just need a human element to it, or it feels too business to me. I think that's why I'm having trouble getting into these. I think Nintendo Directs are way better, and the content idea is kind of the same. But either way, the September state of play, and we had some pretty decent announcements. So they opened up with a game called Humanity, which is coming out in 2020. I have no freaking clue what this is. It was a bunch of little tiny people running. It's developed by Enhanced Games. It puts you in control of a mob of people as they try to overcome some bizarre obstacles. It looks like a puzzle game of some sort. Mm-hmm. It looks very bizarre. It looks like it could be a real bear on the frame rate, too, if those levels get crazy. Because there's people everywhere, and they're running like stupid. Any thoughts on Humanity?
Now you see more of it before I even think about it.
Then they jumped into Call of Duty Modern Warfare. They showed a campaign trailer. I got to say, for somebody who doesn't care about Call of Duty, the thing looks excellent to me.
Oh, yeah. It looks beautiful.
It looks absolutely excellent. The gameplay, it looks great. The story looks great. If I played shooters at all, it would be an absolute must-have. Everything I've heard from the beta test, it's great. I think Call of Duty is going to return to form with this one, and then we'll see what happens next. But I think this is going to be a very positive Call of Duty.
Yeah, I think it'll help them out.
Then we saw Wadum, which Wadum is a new game from the creator of Katamari Damacy, whatever it is. So Wadum very much looks like Katamari. It very much looks like Nobi Nobi Boy. It has that vibe about it. That art style. It's a strange looking game. It's been in development forever. So
pass.
Hard pass on that one.
Oh yeah, big one.
The release window is set for December, but they did not give an exact date. I'll maybe check that one out. Then they showed off Arise, A Simple Story, which is from Techland and developer Piccolo. Arise, A Simple Story follows the adventure of a lone villager making his way across frozen wilderness, which eventually transforms into a vibrant landscape. It's a cool looking game. It looks like a fun platformer. There's some puzzles in there. I got a real kind of Ori vibe from everything, but maybe not as difficult.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. It looks pretty good.
Yeah, it looks good. It's got a good look to it. I like the way it looks. Then they jumped into L.A. Noir VR Case Files, which was already out on, I believe, Oculus. Or the Vive, excuse me. So originally released in 2017 for the HTC Vive, Rockstar's VR experience focused on the detective Cole Phelps in the 1940s. L.A. is now out on PSVR. So that was kind of that announcement that it is coming to PSVR and is available now. I don't know. I played a lot of L.A. Noir. I loved that game. I don't know if I want to jump in and do the same cases in VR or not. So much news is putting me to sleep. Then they had kind of a PSVR roundup where they showed Space Channel 5, Gorn, Aspire 1 VR Operative, and Stardust Odyssey. I thought they all looked fine. The thing about VR is it's such a feel and a look when you're in there. Mm-hmm. It's hard for me to watch a video and know if anything's going to be any good or not. Now, Gorn is a game that's on Oculus or Vive or one of them that people seem to really enjoy and think is funny. So Gorn will probably be okay. But some of those others I'm just not sure about.
Well, that, whatchamacallit, the Aspire VR, mm-hmm. It's just like a shooter. So you're going to have a gun for that one.
Yeah, it was a shooter. I don't know. It looks okay. They also showed After the Fall from Vertigo Games, which is a co-op shooter in a frozen wasteland. That looked fine too. All the VR stuff looked fine, but again, it's a feel thing for me in VR, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Beat Saber also announced a Panic at the Disco pack coming really soon for Beat Saber. If you're keeping up with that, not part of the state of play, but just throwing it out there. Then they went to I say Medieval a lot. It's really Medieval though. Medieval. So however you like that, but they showed off that and they actually announced there's a demo available. It'll be available all the way through its release on October 25th. And if you play the demo, it's going to unlock, or you're going to be able to unlock the helmet for Dan, which you can actually use in the final game. So that may appeal to some who've got the heartstrings for Medieval, but I won't be playing that.
Me probably. Pass on that one.
Yeah. Super excited about this next announcement. Civilization VI is coming to PS4. So originally released in 2016, Civ 6 has been absent on consoles. However, during the recent State of Play, it was announced that the open-ended empire-building sim would make its way to the PS4 as well as the Xbox One. It's going to come out November 22nd, and it does include both DLC packs that have been released for the game. It looks awesome. I love Civ, and I think I'll probably pick that one up. Any thoughts on that?
Probably pass on that one, unless it gets down to like $15 or something.
Mm-hmm. Then they showed off a new Death Stranding limited edition console.
That looks pretty nice.
It's a PS4 Pro. It's white. It's got black like smudged hand marks on it. It says Death Stranding on the front, and then the controller is the same orange as the container that holds the baby in all of the trailers.
And it's translucent. You can see through it.
Yeah, I'm into this console. I love the controller. I love the console. I love them all together. I think the package deal is awesome. I think it's too late in the life cycle to buy a PS4 Pro. But if you're going to get one, or you need one, or yours broke or whatever, I say get this one because it's a cool looking bundle. Then they went to After Party, which is coming from Night School Studio. After Party is a follow-up to Oxenfree. It's set to release on October 29th, and this is, you're trying to basically outdrink the devil. You're trying to outdrink Satan in weird drinking games. Mm. And it had a cool look to it. It's got a cool vibe to it. It's probably going to be funny and witty. I'll probably never play it.
Me neither.
They closed out the show with what everybody was waiting for, The Last of Us Part 2. We got a new trailer. And we got a release date. It's coming out February 20th, 2020. So 2/20/2020. And
so a week before the predicted one from last week.
Yep. I just went ahead and unplugged my headphones. So I'm talking right now. You can't even hear me.
Oh, man down.
I'm back. Dan's not the only one with technical difficulties. I got excited about The Last of Us and just punched that headset jack right out. So I'm not going to go into what the trailer showed in case people are keeping spoiler free on this. The trailer did show off something that people were wondering about, and Naughty Dog then got on Twitter and let everybody know this game won't have multiplayer at all, which is disappointing to me. I think on last week's show I told Dan that I may not get this game if it doesn't have multiplayer, or I at least told him that through text. So I'm really torn now. I don't know that I'm going to get The Last of Us 2. I would love to play through it and be a part of that universe, but I didn't love the first game. I found the game, the way the game wanted me to play with my style just weren't a good fit, and I didn't care. I couldn't overcome the gameplay enough to enjoy the story. Mm-hmm. So the story on this is much more appealing to me. It seems like a revenge story. It seems like Ellie is pissed. And it looks brutal. And I think Neil Druckmann's been out there saying this is supposed to be like gut-wrenching and brutal. It's supposed to be, everything is supposed to hurt all the way through here because you're angry.
Right.
It's also the longest game Naughty Dog has ever made. It'll actually show up on 2 Blu-rays, much like Red Dead did. So you have that to look forward to if you're purchasing the physical edition. They also announced like 5 different editions of this game. I think there's like a regular, a digital deluxe, then there's the regular physical, then a collector's, and then like a super Ellie edition that comes with like a backpack and a bunch of junk.
Yeah, I want the statue, but I don't know if I'm going to pay $200 for a statue.
Now, the statue comes in the Ellie one and the collector's one, right?
Yeah, the one with the backpack, one without the backpack.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to go all in, I say.
Yeah, get the backpack.
Yeah, you loved The Last of Us.
Yeah, I do.
Get the backpack, bro.
Almost platinum. Well, I platinumed a single player on PlayStation 3 and 4 and was working on the multiplayer, and we all stopped playing.
I'm sad it doesn't have multiplayer. I really
maybe
thought
if,
that would...
if enough people will complain about it, they'll decide to do it, and they might release it a couple months after it's...
I really thought that was going to be my way into that game, and then I would try the story out and see, but I could justify it through playing the multiplayer, but I don't know if I can spend $60 if I'm not going to play it now.
Yeah, so. I'm definitely going to get it, and I'm probably going to play the first one before I even play this one.
Well, that's good, because as part of this, they also announced the PS Plus games for October, and one of those games is The Last of Us Remastered. Now, at first, when I first saw this, I thought, like, this is too soon. It's not coming out till February. This should have been like December's free game.
No, not enough time.
But then I thought about how hot it is right now. The Last of Us talk is hot. And also how you don't want to go straight from one game to the next. It's too much Last of Us. Mm-hmm. And I think this date is really smart. I think Sony knows what they're doing with that. The other free game for October is going to be MLB The Show 2019. And this may surprise you, but I actually am excited about this.
Yeah, I've been waiting for a free MLB game for a while.
I think The Show games are fun. I think I can laugh and have a good time with them. It'll be fun to play against you guys. And the price is what I will give for a baseball game. That's my price point.
Yeah, me too. Baseball, basketball, football, hockey, all that, it needs to be free.
Yeah, I need to give you $0 for that, or like $5 or something. So I'm actually excited that MLB 19 is going to be free, and I expect to play that with you guys.
Now, question back to The Last of Us. How many people do you think are going to play the multiplayer now that's free?
I don't know. Now, I will tell you, there's been a small part of me. So what happened is I played, I think I talked about it, but I played that game to a point where I wasn't having fun anymore. And then I jumped into and started another one where I was on like the baby mode, like pacifist mode. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't want to start over again. I wonder now if I'm far enough removed from it, if I could just get that game, clear my mind, and play it on baby mode start to finish. I wonder if I'm there.
The night you want to know until you pop it in, try it.
Yeah, so I'm considering it because maybe if I can play it on bitch mode, get all the way through it, maybe there's enough there to make me want to get The Last of Us 2. It's one of those games that's so big and going to be so amazing that I hate to not be a part of it, but mm-hmm. I'm not going to force myself. If I try The Last of Us Remastered and I still can't do it, I'm probably just going to have to be done.
See, this is where you should have been on vacation for a week, where you could have just dropped it and played it.
Yeah. Who knows? Still got plenty of vacation before the year's up. So, those are your PlayStation Plus games for October. MLB The Show 19, The Last of Us Remastered. Microsoft also got out there and announced their games. So, for Xbox One, October 1st through the 31st, you're going to get Timbo the Badass Elephant.
I like that name.
It's a good name. Powerful name. October 16th through November 15th, you're going to get Friday the 13th, which I can appreciate because you're getting it around Halloween. And then for the 360 through backwards compatibility, these are both work on the Xbox One. You're going to get Disney's Bolt October 1st to the 15th. Isn't that the dog?
Yeah.
The little dog game. And then Ninja Gaiden 3 Razor's Edge 16th through the 31st. So those are your games with gold for 2019. Timbo the Badass Elephant, Friday the 13th, Disney's Bolt, and Ninja Gaiden 3.
Have you ever bought a game just because of the name?
I don't think so, but Timbo is probably top on the list if I was going to.
Yeah.
I played Timbo the Badass Elephant.
The Badass Elephant makes you want to, but like if you're going through like a game store and you see the names on the shelf, you just see the name, it's like, I wonder what this game is about then.
So I don't think I've ever bought one because of the name, but I've certainly picked up cases and eventually bought games because the name caught my eye and I looked at it.
Yeah.
And maybe I watched a video or something. I mean, I'm that guy that'll pull up YouTube right in the middle of GameStop. You know, just to see what it's talking about.
Mm-hmm. All right. Xbox Game Pass games for consoles.
Yeah, so they announced some new... This is kind of weird. I don't want to get anybody's hopes up. They announced some new games for Game Pass, but these don't have a release dates. So they're coming to Game Pass, but I don't know exactly when, based off that article that I read. So this first list is coming to console and PC. It's Munchkin, Lonely Mountains Downhill, Demon's Tilt, Genesis Noir, Minute, The Talos Principle, Vambrance Cold Soul. Those are all coming to both. And then Xbox Game Pass for console games are going to get Yooka-Laylee and The Escapist 2. Xbox Game Pass for PC is going to get City Skylines, The Window 10 Edition, Dead by Daylight, The Red Strings Club, and State of Mind. So be excited about those, but I don't know when they're coming.
Any of those interest you?
I've wanted to play Yooka-Laylee for a long time. But that's probably it. Let me see. So Demon's Tilt is like is like a spiritual successor to Alien Crush, which is a TurboGrafx pinball game. I am interested in that just because I played a lot of that game with my dad. But I think that's probably Minute. I would probably play Minute too. Minute's a neat looking game. I still have Game Pass. I don't have Gold, but I have Game Pass, which doesn't make any sense. So I need to upgrade to that Ultimate Pack, I think, and get my Gold back, because Thomas was wanting to play some Sea of Thieves the other night, and I'm definitely down to play that. I just don't have my Gold anymore. Anything on here interest you?
I was going through it. I don't see anything.
Yeah. We teased a little bit earlier, but Mario Kart World Tour. I don't know why I keep calling it World Tour. That's not in the name. Mario Kart Tour has launched on both iOS and Google. And the game is live, and it went crazy. So analysts, according to an analyst from firm Aptopia, they're saying Mario Kart Tour racked up 10.1 million download globally on its first launch day, setting a new record for a mobile game, comfortably ahead of what's now number two, Pokemon Go, which saw 6.7 million downloads in the first day. So it's out, it's there, and we've both played it. And I think that game is not very good.
I didn't like it, installed it, played a couple rounds, and then uninstalled it.
Yeah, I think that game's not very good. I think it is frustratingly hard to control. I have found the only way I can even sort of control it is by using the gyro controls along with the thumb drift. And that game is rough. It looks great. It plays fine as far as the frame rate, everything like that. I don't get any slowdown. The boards look great. The graphics look great. It looks like Mario Kart, but it is fucking impossible to control. And it's not just me. Everybody is swerving all over the road. Everybody is doing the same thing I'm doing. I'll pile up in a corner and there'll be five other carts over there because everyone's fucking can't keep the cart on the road.
Mm-hmm.
It is also one of those, what I think Nintendo calls them, free to start games. So it's free to play. You can play the 50, the 100, and the 150cc all for free. You unlock them pretty quickly. And then you also have, you earn rubies for doing certain daily challenges, for winning stuff like that. That allows you to unlock characters. They are selling like this pack you can buy, like a starter pack for $20. And then they have a weird $4.99 a month pack, which gets you stuff every single month that you play it. It's an ongoing thing. It's a subscription service. And, it's very strange to me. I see a lot of people who are talking pay to win with this game. As somebody who's played it for a couple hours, it doesn't appear to me that either one of those packs would make you better at the game. It would just give you different cosmetics. The chance to get gold items, things like that. I got a gold item without spending any money on it. Just through a random drop. And I don't know. I mean, I don't necessarily think spending the money makes you better at that game. It is the only way to unlock the $5 tier is the only way to unlock 200cc, which does allow you to get more points. So if you were in a challenge where you had to score more points than other people, then maybe that would be easier. But you're only racing against people in your class. So there's not 50 versus 200. You know, if you're in 200, everybody will be in 200.
Right.
So everybody's points will be higher. So it kind of evens out. I don't think it's pay to win. I do think it's full of microtransactions, and I don't think the game itself is very good. So that's kind of where I'm
interested to see how many people are going to be playing it in a month from now.
Yeah, and I don't know that they'll ever even tell you because that game is not good. Nintendo and developer DENA, have not verified the 10 million number. But it seems like that is absolutely correct based off of several other analysts. And I don't know. Like you said, it'll be interested to see how it sticks. The game features 30 racers. You can all unlock them. I don't know. I'll probably keep fucking with it, but I'm not all in.
I'm out.
You're just totally out?
Yep, not going back to it.
Done. What if they improve everything?
No, sorry. Had
their chance with you. This last story. Now, I put this on here for one reason. Of course, I was thinking Dan was going to be here, but I want to be done with this story. This is the last update I'm going to give until this fucker's coming out. Because I'm so over it. The Uncharted movie. presumably that will star one Tom Holland, has a new director. That director is Travis Knight, the director of Bumblebee. So we reported, I think, a few months ago, Dan Trachtenberg, who was going to direct it, like the 15th director of that movie, left. Now it's turned over to Travis Knight. Again, no more updates on the Uncharted movie till this bitch is coming out. I'm over it. I'm over having to pull a story every 2 months about a new director. So that's it. You have any thoughts about the Uncharted movie you want to get out of your system?
Just show me a trailer and then I'm back on board.
Yeah. Maybe I'll talk about it when there's a trailer. But I don't even know if I believe that anymore.
Yeah, I don't want to hear anything else about it until there's a trailer.
Mm-hmm. It can't be trusted. So that's all we got for news. We kind of breezed through that news.
That was quick.
We got breezy. Now,
breezy. I have a friend that says favorite thing to call girls.
Breezy?
Breezies.
It's not a bad nickname to have, Breezy.
Do you remember when we worked together, Rashad? That's what he calls them.
Breezies.
Breezies.
I sometimes wish I had a nickname, and then sometimes I'm super glad I don't have a nickname.
Like a personal nickname?
Yeah, like one that's just for me that everybody calls me. I'm glad I don't have one, but then sometimes I'm like, that might be cool.
No, mine's G.
Right. But that's simple. That's easy. It's your name.
Yeah.
I'm talking about something where people are like, what's up, Possum? And everybody just knows that that's what they call you. Sometimes I think maybe I need one of those. But then sometimes I'm like, I definitely don't need one of those.
No.
So what's the next game? You may not even know the answer to this. What's the next game that's coming out that you think you're going to purchase?
For sure, Last of Us 2.
So it could be February till you pick up something new.
Yeah, maybe Call of Duty.
Yeah, you used to be more into it, but consider
the last three I did not buy on release day. I haven't even played the last one.
But you would consider this new one.
Yeah, probably during like the Black Friday $35 sale.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's something I think on last week's list, or whenever I did the October, I didn't do the October list. Whenever I thought there was something on the September list I thought I might purchase, but now I don't remember what it is. I'm sure I'll buy something in the next month or so. I'm not excited about any of the big releases, I don't think that there's anything there. Concrete Genie is something I definitely will buy when that makes its way out, and that should be this year. So
I'm looking through now to see if there's anything that
You can really feel these consoles starting to wind down. Like you can really tell. It's not that there's not games coming out. Just the excitement has shifted a little bit. I feel
Farming Simulator 19 Platinum Edition.
What is it?
Farming Simulator Platinum Edition.
Oh, that. So the Platinum Editions come with all the DLC for the game. It is the best way to buy that game. So if you've not checked it out,
games I'd even buy. Oh yeah, Yakuza 4 is coming out, so that'd be pretty. Never mind, it's a remaster.
Yeah, I don't know if anything.
Garfield Kart.
Yeah, I'm not gonna play that.
Farmer's Destiny.
That sounds good, but Farming Simulator is really the only one.
Farmer's Dynasty.
Let me check October and see what we've got coming out here and see if anything jumps out at me just right off the bat when I scroll down this list.
Oh, yeah. Star Wars Fallen Order.
Yeah, it looks good. Maybe I'll check it out. I'll probably let someone buy it before me. Just give me the list. What are these fucking... Oh, Luigi's Mansion 3. I'm in on that one. That's October 31st.
Oh, yeah. That's it. That's from the end of the year. I mean, Dragon Ball Z, Kakarot. I need to see more on that before... Right. Might buy that.
Let's see. Concrete Genie is October 8th. I'll definitely buy that. Dun, 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 dun. Little Town Hero is October 15th. That's from the Pokemon developer, which I can't think of right now. Their first game that's not Pokemon in forever. It looks interesting. It's for the Switch. I'm definitely interested in Plants vs. Zombies Battle for the Neighborhood, but not if no one else plays it. I'll get the Ring Fit Adventure. I'm going to go ahead and try that one. Sort of interested in the Outer Worlds. And that looks like it for October. So there's definitely some stuff coming out that I'll buy. Apparently that Ring Fit Adventure is pretty good. They had some, they let some news outlets play it, and they said it's like a Wii Fit but with a better hook to keep playing.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah, so I'm definitely cautiously optimistic with that one. I think I'm going to jump into it, and I think I'm going to like it.
Some people are saying that that Ring is going to be able to do more stuff in the future.
That sounds like Nintendo. You know, they love to integrate all that stuff. That belt will probably have Amiibo support somehow. So
Do you think they'll do a Labo kit with it, maybe?
Who knows? Every time they put out a Labo kit, I just assume it's the last one, and then they make another one. So they put out the first two, and I'm like, I don't think these did well enough to ever do another one. Then they put out the vehicles pack, and I'm like, there's no way this did well enough. And they're like, check out VR. So I don't know. I still want that VR pack, but I can't find that full bundle. Can't find that $80 bundle that comes with all the VR stuff. So I want that one where you get to look in the duck's ass.
You don't have a connection at the game store no more to see if they can find one for you?
Not really. I could probably just order one off Amazon, to be honest. I just keep thinking, I'm not going to force myself to buy one, but if I see one in the wild, I'm going to buy one. You ever do that with anything?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going online and ordering this thing, even though it's the same price, but if I happen to see it, I'll just buy it.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at with that Labo VR. I don't want it bad enough to jump on there and just order it, but if I see it, I'll get it. And I haven't seen it, and I look.
Farm Expert 2019 for Switch.
Probably won't be good. I will tell you, based off of my experience, Farming Simulator is the way you want to go when it comes to farming games. So
there's a game called Race with Ryan coming.
Now that I might be into. What's that coming out for?
Switch, November 1st.
That might be okay. You may want to check that out. It's called Race with Ryan. Mm-hmm. Let's see what that looks like.
Oh, Lord. It's that. I think it might be that Ryan from Toy Review.
I may be back out then. Oh, it is.
Wow, that boy's got his own game now.
It's $32.84 from Walmart with free shipping. Something to keep in mind. So, yeah, that's what's coming out. It's what I'm going to buy. It's what you're going to buy. We're probably going to play some games is what I'm saying.
I know. Definitely some Minecraft. If you want to join on PlayStation 4, let us know.
Yeah, let us know. Don't fuck anything up, though. We're not fucking around. Don't come in the world and mess anything up.
Yeah, don't build a pyramid, an upside-down pyramid.
Right in front of your skyline view of the countryside. Just right in front of your open view into the meadows. Don't build an upside-down pyramid right in the way.
And do not use dirt when you do it.
Yeah, don't have a janky-looking upside-down dirt pyramid right in front of my house. Now, for those that have played Minecraft with me, you'll understand that you need to just let me have my space and then go build somewhere else, because I can't handle it. I can't be an adult like I want to be and just let you be okay building something next to me that's stupid. Right. I just can't. I will destroy a friendship over it. I will tear down your upside-down dirt pyramid. I will restore the earth back to it, look like how it looked originally. And I just need my own space.
Yeah, you're feel free to do anything else, like in villages, whatever. Just stay away from your house.
Yeah, I'm not one of those guys that's like, hey, let's be collaborative, and I can't talk. Let's not work together and build this house. I'm like, you go build that, I'll build this.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I think we realize we work best together. Like, if we're gonna build this, it's like, hey, I'll build the watchtower. Cool, I'll build this, or I'll build a well right here. You build the wall. Like, I can do that, but I don't. We can't work on the same project because I'll have different views than you have.
Right. The only thing we did work on together was the railway.
Yeah, because I think that's pretty, like, we're trying to get to a point. It has to be at least this tall, at least this wide. I mean, that makes sense. But yeah, we did that village together. I thought we did pretty well on that village working together.
The big brick one?
Yeah.
I mean, the stone one.
Yeah, I thought we did pretty well working on that village together. So it is possible, but don't fuck with my house.
Yeah.
It's really the key. And don't fuck with my views either. If I have a scenic view, I don't need an upside down dirt pyramid right in front of me. Or I don't want someone to be like, hey, well, I can make your stables better by doing this. No, go build your own stables, you know? Don't mess with mine.
Build your own stables. Let me see what it looks like, and then I might change it.
Yeah, maybe. And then, you know, if we're going to build like a group thing, again, that's fine. You go work on the stables. I work on the house. You work on the house. I'll work on whatever, the fence. It's fine. Just we can't work on the same project together. If you want to give me a room in the house, that's fine. I can do that too. But I can't do the whole thing sharing the responsibilities. I've got to have just let me do my task. You do yours.
Like in my map, I just gave you a whole little lot
to build a house. Which is perfect because I went over there and did my thing. And it looks totally different than what you did or what someone else did on that map. Not my best work, but I was trying to accomplish something that I accomplished. There's an open air design plan in the middle of my house. There's a giant tree that grows up above my house. And it's modern and tasteful, but, you know, the inside I didn't finish. So,
yeah.
There's no rooms right now. It's just a big giant O or square because it's not round. It's just square.
Yeah.
With a tree going through the middle. It's a good looking house, though.
Oh, it is nice.
I'm excited to play more of it. I want to watch more videos and figure out how to use all the new pieces that I don't know anything about. I think there's a lot of, we did a lot of creative ways to get around stuff to make stuff serve its purpose or look the way we want that I don't think you have to do anymore.
Right. Then if we do jump in, at least we get all the new stuff on this first map.
That's what I'm thinking. I think maybe we start a new one together.
So, because the other maps where we've already, where I've already done exploring and mapping out stuff, we have to go even further to get the new stuff.
Yeah. More to come on that. We'll let you know. We'll keep you updated. Now it's town for town. Now it's town. Whatever that means. Now it's time for shout outs. Remember, if you want a shout out, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Support us at the $10 tier or higher. You get a shout out each and every month, or by that I mean each and every week. And if you don't give us a shout out, we'll give you one because that's your time. You earned it. So we have two shout outs. Neither one of them provided us with a shout out. So we need a shout out for Zach. We need a shout out for Thomas. Thomas is easy because he's wanting to get back in that Sea of Thieves, and I am down. I just got to get gold. But I will sell the open seas again with Thomas. It will happen. Mark my words.
I wish I had an Xbox just to play that game with you guys. But I'm not buying one just to play it.
You would love that game. Knowing how you play games, you would be all in on Sea of Thieves. I could just tell you'd be that guy out there on the solo ship just doing everything you can do and grinding it out.
Mm-hmm.
So that one's easy. Zach didn't give us one. Zach, we need to hear from you. It's been too long. We miss you. We miss your voice through email. We miss your...
it's been a few weeks since we've had an email from
your witty banter. He's an excellent emailer. I'm sure he's busy with real life, so it's justified, but we miss you, Zach. Come back. Come back home to daddy. I realize putting daddy after anything makes everyone uncomfortable, so I like that.
No, I love it.
I've been doing it when we play Rocket League with Patman and with Marshall205, and they don't make comments about it, but I do it a lot. I'm like, daddy scored a good looking goal right there, and nobody says anything. I'm just trying to see how long they can let me be uncomfortable before someone's like, why are you doing that? No one is even acknowledged the fact I said daddy like once a night for the last week and a half.
Oh wow.
You know, I don't use it all the time, but I bring it out once a night. I feel like the right moment.
Mm-hmm.
Like I might blow up a car that's sitting in goal, and then they score, and I'm like, yeah, daddy came through and cleared the way for you. I'm just trying to see how long they'll let that go.
And well, that's blown now. They're going to listen to this. And
yeah. Yeah, it's uncomfortable if you just add a daddy at the end of anything. It's uncomfortable.
It's funny, though.
It is good. It's real good. I like it. I'm into it. I'm trying to bring that into my normal everyday speak. I probably won't use it at work. But everywhere else, I think I'm going to start using it.
Yeah.
Especially if you can pair the daddy comment with the third person comment like that, where like daddy has your back, but you're talking about yourself.
Right.
I'm really into referring to yourself in the third person and using daddy.
You should start putting that on the little chat.
I should. On Golf Blitz?
No, on everything.
I'll just add everywhere.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll put it as my email signature at work. I'll put my name and I'll put daddy in parentheses.
Make your own nickname up.
Yeah. Remember I wanted a I wanted that nickname earlier. Could be Daddy.
There it goes.
It's weird.
You do your Minecraft world is called Daddy's World.
Could. Then you might have people joining you don't want, though.
Yeah.
I think also I keep the restrictions set on my land. So only friends only would be able to build anything. That way, if any kind of strange gets in there, you can't even join, I think.
Yeah.
I don't like that strange in Minecraft. Yeah.
I keep where you saw me playing GTA last night. Are you going to jump in and try to get that $1 million?
I don't know. They're giving you $1 million login bonus. It's a lot of work for me to get it because I deleted that game off my hard drive.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll have to do like the. I didn't delete the save data. I just deleted the game itself. I think I have all the patches up until I quit. And then I think I also still have my save data. But I don't have the game. So I'm like, I don't know if I want to give 2 hours for it to update for me to jump in, get $1 million for a game I don't plan to play.
What are you doing after? Do you got to do any yard work or anything like that?
I hope not. I need to, but I think I'm going to try to keep it in the house today.
Well, there you go. Drop it in there. Go do your house stuff.
But then I'm going to boot it up, get the million, and still not play it. Is it worth it?
Yeah, it's $1 million.
But I'm not going
to
use it.
You ever come back to it.
I have to roll it into like a CD or something, see if I can get some interest on it. Also,
you need to do something like that.
I want to jump in there because I want to go to the casino and play. Just once, so.
Yeah, because if you've never played, they spawn you right at the casino.
Yeah, so maybe I could justify it for that. I also did the Twitch Prime thing, so I got the penthouse apartment, I think, at the casino, as well as a free bunker.
Oh, nice. See, I could use all that.
Yeah, so I have those two things.
Because I bought a bunker, but I could use another one.
And then right now, for anybody listening, you can actually go get a free car in Rocket League if you have Twitch Prime. There's a Rocket League car that they just put up.
That Twitch Prime is beneficial for some people to have.
Yeah. If you have Amazon Prime, you automatically get Twitch Prime. So anyone out there that's listening that thinks it's a separate subscription fee, it's not. If you have Amazon Prime, you have Twitch Prime. So, or if you just have a friend that has it, they don't have to redeem all the codes. Like if it's not something you play, like there's League of Legends and World of Tanks and stuff. I don't redeem those. Those are just up there. So Apex Legends. So anyone that has a friend that has it, check and see if they use all their perks because they may let you have some of those codes.
Oh, I need to. My brother's got it. I'd see if he let me get the
Yeah, code usually you just have to like link your Twitter or whatever and then put your PSN in and it gives it to you. So he could easily put your info in there. Easily. Yeah, Twitch Prime is a pretty good value. They give you a lot of games each month, and is also they have tons of add-ons and stuff like that. So Rocket League, I think, was a car, 5 decals, and 1 animated decal for it. And then each week they're going to give more stuff. They're going to give wheels and boost trails and goal explosions and everything. It looks like a 4-week deal. But what's sneaky about it is it says that car is yours and all that stuff is yours as long as you keep Twitch Prime.
Oh, I wonder if you let it lapse and
I don't
then
know.
You have to restart it.
That's what I'm wondering. I'm wondering if they verify that I keep it or if once I, maybe they're just saying you'll keep getting everything as long as you have it, but if you stop it, you won't keep getting the new stuff. I wonder if that's what they're saying, but it's kind of sneaky the way it's written because I'm like, you going to take my car away, Twitch?
Mm-hmm.
You bastard. You going to take my ride?
I think they're going to take it.
They better not. If I catch them in my garage, I'm going to beat that ass. I'm going to warm up them.
Oh, wouldn't it be nice if you had like a little garage to see all your cars?
It would be nice if you could just like walk around and look at all of them customized out. That's what Rocket League needs, a little hub world. I also think like an open world city to drive around in those cars with boosts and everything just to goof off would also be fun. The physics of the way those cars move is neat. You could drive up the side of buildings and shit. I think that would be fun. Makes no sense. Total waste of money for them, but I would enjoy it. The mod community is powerful on PC, but you don't get any of that on console.
So you think they'll eventually come over to the console?
Probably not. Mods on consoles, you've seen games struggle to figure it out over the years, and I don't know if anyone's ever got it 100% right.
Fallout was okay.
Yeah. Now, you say you're still playing Fallout 76 a little bit. Is it... I paid a dollar something for it, so I'm going to play it, or is there an actual hook there that's keeping you invested?
It's a hook.
So you do want to... You're playing for you. You're not playing because you feel like I spent money on it. I have to.
Yeah, no, I'm just playing for me.
I think about getting back into that game, but it's one of those games where I don't want to jump in for an hour. Like, I want a chunk of time if I'm going to jump into it. And so I convince myself all the time that I don't want to play Fallout because I don't feel like I want to, you know, usually when I get on, it's 9 o'clock or 9:30 and I'm like, I don't want to stay up till 1 a.m. So I'm not playing Fallout.
Yeah.
Then I jump in Rocket League and stay up till 1 a.m. So I'm not even accomplishing anything. Or I jump in Minecraft. I tell you at 11 o'clock, I'm about to go to bed and then play till 12:30. Which is
because then we just start jumping in other worlds and see what.
Yeah, we had to see what the maps were. It's weird. Like, I had a faint recollection of a lot of the stuff there, but then I have like these deep memories of some things that I just can't find. Like, I know there's a real, like, a minecart track that I built to something, and I can't find it in any of the worlds. I also can see that hidden staircase, and there's a house that I can see that wasn't on any of the maps that we looked at. That I remember distinctly remember building a house by like a waterway. And I remember what the house looked like, and I remember what the gate out front and pathway looked like, and that must not have been on any map that you and I have.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe a map that Matt had or that Dan had or something, but I remember that. So I don't know. And I totally forgot about my tree, the house with the tree going through the middle, till you said something last night, and then as soon as you said it, I remembered all about it.
Yeah.
So
then when you got in here, you started looking around and said, oh yeah, I remember this.
Yeah. Now, I didn't remember that you built a super complex tunnel system underground until I got back in there. And remember, you connected everything underground as well. Yeah. I forgot about that. You spent many hours on that map.
Yeah, definitely. And you didn't see all the other stuff I've done.
I didn't see anything new you've done.
No.
Since like, cause you kept playing after I quit.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm definitely, it's top of mind. So if I get myself in there a few more times and get that hook set, it might not be anything but Minecraft and Rocket League, but I've got to play some more Firewall because I bought that Battle Pass thing.
Oh, yeah, you definitely need that.
Yeah, I've got to get in there and start knocking off some of those challenges or it won't be worth it. So, I think that's it. That's the whole show.
Not the whole effing show.
No, not. But it's the whole show. It's the entire show. It's all the show. It's Sunday. Football's going to be played today. Good chance I watch the Titans lose, so I've got that to look forward to. Excited about
that. Playing?
Atlanta.
Oh, I should know. That's my team.
Yep. But. They are, I think they're in Nashville. You could have went.
Nah, I'm not buying a ticket.
I checked, they were like $57 for the cheapest ticket, and I was like, that's kind of high to go watch them lose.
Yeah, I've yet to pay for a Titans ticket.
I've paid, but I've never paid for anything. Every now and then you'll jump on there and you'll find like two tickets for like $25 a piece. They'll be up in the shitty seats, but I don't care. The experience is the same.
Mm-hmm.
I've sat like second row and I've also sat all the way at the top and I had the same amount of fun both times. Obviously, if I could sit closer, I'd like to, but I'm okay if not. You can also always move down too.
Yeah, see people not sitting in a seat.
Yeah, you can't. Here's where people mess up. You can't go like to the bottom section. But if you're okay being like mid-tier, you wait a quarter of that game, you can go get mid-tier and nobody gives a shit. You just can't go down to the lower bowl and think you can sit there without somebody checking. So, and then Predators preseason going on now. So I may try to go to, I probably would only ever be able to afford a preseason game for the Predators the way they are now because tickets are so expensive because they win all the time.
We get a discount, so I might be able to get you some tickets.
Yeah, let me know what that offer looks like, because I want to go to a game this year. I didn't go at all last year because tickets have gotten so crazy, and I think it was like the first year in forever I haven't been to one.
And then our radio guy, I think the company he used to work for, he can get free tickets.
Yeah, let me know if he can get those and is willing to hook me up.
Okay, I'll talk to him.
Shout out to radio guy in case he's listening, because I need them tickets. That's it for the show. You have any parting thoughts?
Yeah, welcome. Glad to be back online.
Yeah. Any kind words for Dan as he goes through his computer struggles?
Pantless Dan, we love you. Miss you.
Follow us on social medias. I am at Podcast Ryan. Gerald is at Hoffman Show. Dan is at Shirtless Dan. Together we are at Game_Stitch. Remember, support us over at patreon.com/GameStitch. And I think that's going to do it for this week. Again, special shout out to everybody who listens every single week. We love you. We wouldn't do it without you. We could, but we wouldn't because it wouldn't make any sense. And keep telling your construction workers about us, your general contractors about us. That's it. It's the whole episode. 350 inching closer to that 1 year of episodes you can listen to, which will be crazy. Just keep doing what you're doing there. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Good night.
Good night.